A publication that takes a look every year at legislation debated across the nation is highlighting Illinois as an example of good laws put on the books and suggests other states, including Indiana, could follow suit. In an effort to reduce recidivism, Illinois enacted laws that help former inmates reintegrate into society. Scott Greenberger, executive director of Stateline, says one law on the books is Ban the Box, which means offenders aren't asked to check the box on an employment application indicating they've served time in prison.
Two of the new Illinois laws eliminate general bans that prevent people with drug convictions from working at schools or park districts. Another bill that lifts the ban preventing people convicted of forcible felonies from obtaining health care licenses.
This year, Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb signed an executive order banning the box on executive branch job applications, but then signed another that bars local governments from passing Ban the Box ordinances that would apply to private businesses. The latest Stateline report looks at medical marijuana laws, reproductive health care, and state legislatures that push back against citizen-approved ballot measures. Greenberger says South Dakota is an example of that. Residents approved campaign finance and lobbying restrictions, but then lawmakers repealed it.
Just because citizens approve something in the ballot box doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be implemented in the way they envision or, in that case, implemented at all.
Maine lawmakers repealed a new tax on the wealthy. And in Florida, residents voted in favor of medicinal marijuana, but lawmakers tweaked the law. It now says pot can't be smoked, but must be ingested in other ways. A lawsuit by one of the backers of the legislation has now been filed. For Public News Service, I'm Veronica Carter.